My dear friends, today we celebrate the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. The first reading taken from the prophet Ezekiel is an allegory set at the time of the exile. The allegory in the preceding verses deals with the nation of Judah, represented by the cedar tree, and its rebellion against Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. By siding with Egypt, both of whom are represented by eagles, amidst political and social turmoil, Ezekiel proclaimed God's promise of salvation. God will take a clipping from cedar tree and plant it in a safe place high on a mountain. There it will grow mightily, and birds will live in its branches. All the other trees in the surrounding field will know about this cedar and the God who planted it. This is a messianic prophecy, which promises that the Messiah's kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom. We all know, though it will start small and insignificant, like a tender spring, it will grow and bear branches, and birds of every sort will make their nest in it. God's direct intervention and initiative are emphasized in this allegory. The kingdom of God is not based on pride or human work. Unlike the great kingdoms of this world, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, God's kingdom will never end. No longer are the eagles or the world leaders the active agents. The Lord God will now act. Even though the people of Israel, by their sins, have given away every right to cancel the covenant, He forgives their idolatry, their sinful nature and unfaithfulness, and chooses them to be a blessing to others. The second reading, we see the letter of St. Paul to Corinthians. We see Paul had been looking forward to eternal grains rather than earthly gains. He has seen the risen Lord, but now absent from the Lord, and longs to see Christ again. Paul asserts that we can be confident in all circumstances, whether we are at home or away from either the body or the Lord. Our belief is our faith. Paul suggests that we ought to make our place on earth as much like heaven as we can. Our real citizenship lies in the kingdom of God, and we are here on earth merely as travelers. Our calling is to make the area around us little more like heaven. Death is a source of anxiety and concern for all people. Yet, for Christians, we are reminded by Paul that death is not the end, but the change of life from here on earth to heaven. We can be confident in the hope of the resurrection. This hope gives us courage at the present. Paul instructs us to live lives that pleases God, not the human beings here on earth, to live in the light of the resurrection day by day. What we do and how we relate each other here on earth matters, as Jesus will easily separate the goats from the sheep. In the Gospel of Mark, we see Jesus' parables about the seed and the kingdom of God resonate with the themes found in Ezekiel. The first parable is a story of sowing and harvesting, a story about natural progression and fruitfulness. Just like the parable of the sower, this parable teaches us not to dwell too much about the outcome of the sowing, as we cannot control what happens after the seed is sown. The rest God takes care. The result is not as important as effort. The parable of the growing seeds encourages us to have faith and patience in the plans of God. Many a times we pray to God and our prayers are not answered, and we have a sort of envious towards God. My prayer is not answered, but we need to have patience. They are answered. Some are answered quickly and some are answered later. It takes time. We need to have patience because it is in the hands of God, and we are all created by God and we are in the hands of God. The second parable illustrates the growth of the kingdom from something hidden and minute to something fully visible. This kingdom will grow from the smallest of all the seeds to the largest of all shrubs. It grows mysteriously on its own according to our timeline, but according to God's timeline. Interestingly, in contrast to Ezekiel, Jesus does not use a noble cedar tree to refer to the kingdom of God, but rather a lowly mustard plant, which starts from a tiny seed. This would have been quite amusing for the crowds who were familiar with Ezekiel's famous passage. Why compare the kingdom of God to a mustard plant? One way of interpreting, as I understand, this little mustard seed is Jesus himself. Jesus was not the Messiah that the people expected. He was not a king or a soldier or a religious leader or a powerful man, but a simple carpenter. He was not a noble cedar, but a lowly mustard plant. However, it was this small mustard plant that changed the world. The readings today gives us a lot of food for thought. Though we may feel as though all our efforts are going in vain, the seed is silently sprouting underground. And it does not matter when the tree bears fruit or how much fruit it bears. What matters is that we have done our work of sowing faithfully and living our lives faithfully, that God will take care of the rest. Having said that, will the kingdom of God always be welcomed by all? Surely not. The kingdom of God results in socio-economic changes and therefore will always be opposed by some. That's why we see in the world there is no peace, everywhere war, violence. However, it keeps growing in God's own time, and we need to have the patience, and God will take care of everything. Saint Teresa of Avila, in her spiritual classic, Interior Castle, reminds us that the growth of the spiritual seed within us requires nurturing through prayer and meditation. She encourages believers to cultivate an interior life where the seed can flourish. I pray that each and every one of you diligently and faithfully undertake the task of sowing the seeds that the Lord has invited us to do. May God bless us.